Happy Friday, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you, as always, by the great team of travel agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. These folks love the Disney destination. See what we did there? And don't forget that if you have a loved one who loves Disney, why not plan a great Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation for that one you love? Another thing you might love is this great spring special that is out there right now. You'll love the great rates. You can save some serious money, up to 30% off deluxe accommodations, money off packages as well. So it's a great time to see Walt Disney World because you'll love the low crowds and the nice temperatures here in the spring. Check out the folks over at the Magic for Less and support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 819 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. We are pre-gaming Valentine's Day today, folks. We're going to talk some Disney, and we're going to talk about the things we love about Walt Disney World. You know, we're real original. I'm sure nobody else is doing this show today earlier this week. You know, but hey, maybe we got it out there first. I don't know. But we're doing it because, you know what, after 819 podcast episodes, we must love Walt Disney World, and we do. And a lot of people always tell us, you guys are really positive, and we are. You know, I do really. There's so much about Walt Disney World that I love. And we're going to go around and just kind of talk about those things, see if some of our loves of Walt Disney World match with some of yours. And then the best part about this is, after the show, drop by our Facebook group. Let us know what you love about Walt Disney World, and we'll continue the conversation this Sunday night for the live show. And that is how we do that, because we always got to have something leading into the live show, and this is it for February. All right, joining me today to talk about those things we love about Walt Disney World, we have Cupid herself. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. What's up, Ricky?
I've got my arrow. It's all pointy. And I don't know. I'm good. That sounds like that would hurt if I actually let it go. I don't know. Oh, man. This has already gone in a great place.
She can't be Cupid anymore.
No. So you're saying you're more like a...
At least I'm not saying I'm in a diaper, so...
Yeah.
Okay, now she really can't.
Well, I'm confused. Is that Baby New Year? What are we talking about here?
Isn't Cupid in a diaper, too? And his arrow? I'm just saying.
I know he has arrows. I forgot about the diaper thing.
I'm pretty sure Cupid's in a diaper. I'm not in a diaper.
I think we need to move along.
I think so. You know what? I'm going to run up to Walgreens and check. Because, there's a couple of Cupid things up there right now. All right. Also joining us.
Thank you.
Just like a good stormtrooper. Joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Happy Valentine's Eve, Deb.
Well, happy Valentine's Eve to you, too. And no, I'm not wearing a diaper, nor am I carrying a bow and arrow. So
a weapon or it depends. You just.
Wow. There you go.
We're all about romance today, people. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And I know because, Ricky, what do you say about Steve?
He's the best husband in the world.
That's it. So,
really? Isn't he? I'm going to clone him. You should clone him, Pam.
I'm sure you're going to have a great day tomorrow.
I'm sure we are. Yes, I am. And all I have to say about Ricky and Debbie is these are not the Cupids that you're looking for.
Is this a Star Wars episode? I didn't have any idea.
That's what I'm saying. Hello.
No diaper. I'm like Harold Dixon for you Walking Dead fans. I don't know.
God, I hope Disney announces Star Wars Land between now, the time we're recording, and the time this comes out on Friday. That'd be perfect timing. Awesome. It won't happen. It never does. There'll be like eight other breaking stories between here and there that we should be covering. That's how it always goes. Anyway, all right. So today, very informal show. We're just going to kind of bounce it around and talk about those things, like I said, that we love about Walt Disney World. And maybe they're not, like the headliner attractions or the best restaurants. And I'm going to start us off by just saying one of the things I love about going down to Walt Disney World, and I'm talking really on my summer trips when it's not real hectic, like the run weekends and the podcast events. I love those, but I love those in a different way. But when I go down purely just on vacation and we have the luxury of time, we're down there for 7, 8, 9, 10 nights. One of the things I love is that it can be a Tuesday afternoon at 1:30. And I have no idea You know, it does not feel at all like a Tuesday afternoon at 1:30. I don't know if it's like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday or if it's a 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday. I don't care because at Walt Disney World, you know, there's no difference between 5 o'clock on a Friday or 10 in the morning on a Wednesday. And I love that because, you know, you can kind of get lost in the magic, run around Epcot, run around Magic Kingdom, whatever park you're in, chilling at your resort. We talk about the Disney bubble. That is absolutely part of the Disney bubble, is that you don't care because you don't have those things that you have, your benchmarks of your day and your week. You can just be like, oh, you know what? I don't care. It's 9:30 in the morning and I can do whatever I want. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's keep going. You know, it's 10 o'clock at night. Who cares? Let's go swimming. That's one of the biggest kicks I get out of a Disney vacation, is that time really doesn't matter, and days of the week don't matter. So I know that's kind of a dumb one, but I love that about, you know, being on vacation when I'm truly on vacation and not trying to hit, you know, a 2:30 in the morning bus ride to go run 26 miles. That's something totally different. that time does matter at that point. So you know, I love that about my vacation. So let's go to Pam. So what is something kind of obscure that maybe you love about Disney?
So I love, as soon as we arrive at the Disney resort, kind of drop our bags and, depending on what we're doing, sort of unpack a little bit. And we always click on the television, and I inevitably put on one of those channels that is either talking about what's available there at the resort or the top seven or the Disney World Today kind of thing. To me, that's just so very, very comforting. The, you know, Muzak version of Disney songs playing, yes, in the background. Or, you know what, one that I've really liked next? The Company Clips. I think that one's really cool because you get to see upcoming movies and it talks about other things in the Disney company. I just love all of it. All of the exclusive to Walt Disney Resort television stations are so comforting to me and just really kind of help put me in the mood.
It totally triggers back to like previous trips, doesn't it? Like for me, it always does. Always.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Just everything about it is just so cool. So,
all right, Debbie, this show's right up your alley. So give us something that you love about being at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Oh, and how long is our show? I mean, my gosh, we could go on for days, right? One thing I love, of course, two things that they're kind of connected, but one is when I check into my DVC resort, I love hearing the words "Welcome home." It's just, but also when you go to the parks, when you go into restaurants, I love it when the cast members, and you guys rock because you make it happen, but I love it when they say "Have a magical day." It's just, I know it's something we're so used to hearing, and I think sometimes we may take it for granted because we're so used to saying it or hearing it, but where else do you hear those words? You don't, you know? I mean, she's like, have a magical day. I just love that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, these are small things, and a lot of times these things don't cost anything. There's not like a tangible value to them, but they're so valuable to the overall experience of a Disney vacation. They separate a Disney vacation from anything else.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's just so special.
All right, Ricky, you're up. What do you love about Walt Disney World?
You know, I actually really love Disney transportation. There's just really something about it. I guess probably because I don't, you know, use transportation besides me driving my own car. So, you know, to take a bus, although granted, you know, I much rather, you know, not take a bus. But my favorite things is really to take the boat or the monorail. There's just something so special about all of it. And really taking the boat is really my favorite because you get to relax, you get to enjoy the breeze, especially if it's a warm day. You know, it's always so great. It's not so great if maybe you're doing it in the middle of the night and it's cold outside, but, you know, that's okay. So, you know, I just really love the atmosphere of doing the monorail and the boat. You know, I love the sound of the monorail. You can't go wrong with that. And, you know, even if I'm taking the bus, I still love hearing the music on the bus, and I love that they pipe that in as well. So I just love taking Disney transportation. I think that it's so unique and so different than what I do on a normal basis. So,
yeah, you know what? Kind of going along with that, I do love Disney transportation. Now, it is a challenge right at park opening and right at park closing when there's a crush on the Disney transportation. But like you said, riding a bus, you know, some of my best memories, no kidding, had been riding a bus, like when you know, you take a mid-afternoon break and you're riding back to your resort, say at noon or one, and there's, you know, maybe 20 people on the bus. And a lot of times Debbie's mentioned this as well, like you can strike up a conversation with the people on the bus, and even with your family, you get a chance to, all four of us are just sitting and talking, and we don't, you know, nobody has to drive, and you're getting to see, you know, this, the thing about driving around property at Walt Disney World, this is one of the other things I was going to comment on, is how manicured even the medians are in the, yes, the purple signs and all the things you're going to go past. You're going to go past Blizzard Beach and Winter Summerland and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it's great to be able to just kind of get this, you know, tour of the Walt Disney World property, but also not have to worry about driving and strike up conversations with people that you don't know that could be from anywhere, and also your family. So go ahead, Ricky.
Absolutely. No, speaking of, you know, driving around Disney property and seeing everything, totally one of the things that I love seeing are those little Disney billboards that they have all around property, whether it's the Tower of Terror dropping one, or the little DVC, you know, one with Huey, Dewey, and Louie, or I love all of those. The Mission Space one, those just make me think of Disney, and it's just those little Disney touches that, yeah, I just love that too. So.
Absolutely. Well, the next one I was going to throw in here real quick is desserts, because I typically, and Pam gave me this one as well, we were talking about this earlier this week, and you know, I just don't typically have desserts here in my regular life. We just, you know, eat your meal and you move on. But there's so many great times where you can embrace that you're on vacation, whether it is getting an ice cream sandwich from Sleepy Hollow. We've been getting that new, like, No Way Jose from the Main Street ice cream shop, the Plaza ice cream shop. Just getting little snacks, the cupcake. Oh, I love the Big Top Treats back in Storybook Circus.
Yep.
Anything from that place. I mean, Pam, you saw me devour a cupcake like in three bites. That sucker was big. You know, it's like, I don't go to the cupcake store here in St. Louis. Thank God I don't do that. But man, when I'm at Walt Disney World, I can tear up a Dumbo cupcake like nobody's business. I'm on vacation. I don't care. And that's just part of the carefree vacation feeling that you have down at Walt Disney World. It's that escapism that you can have fun. You know, it's totally different than your real life. All right. So Debbie, let's go back to you. Another thing you love.
Oh gosh, I love it when you can wear your birthday button, you actually can wish other people happy birthday, and then you get free stuff. You know, it's so cool. Like, you might be having lunch down at Crystal Palace, and you get a birthday card from, you know, Eeyore, Piglet, Tigger, and Pooh, and you get a little cupcake with the candle in it. And it's so cool. Some of the other restaurants will bring you a cupcake, and some of the cupcakes are like, they're all specialty, they're different cupcakes. So it's really kind of cool, because where else can you wear a birthday button, nor would you want to wear a birthday button, but you do at Disney World. I mean, it's like you're given permission to be so totally out of character than what you would normally do outside the bubble, and just sit there and to know that people really do pay attention. And even though may not be a big, you know, birthday person, but it's still kind of fun to say, you know what? Okay, it is my day. It's okay to have a cupcake.
And no matter how stoic you are in your real life, it's pretty cool to hear some stranger wish you a happy birthday. And a lot of times it's another guest, yeah, which even makes it better, I think.
Exactly, especially when your name is on the birthday button. They'll say, happy birthday, Debbie. And you're like, well, thank you. You wouldn't know these people anywhere, because like you said, you know, they come from everywhere. So it's so cool.
All right, I'm going to throw one in. I know I'm going out of order, but plastic grass around property. We don't have grass like that here in St. Louis. I don't know what they make their grass out of at Disney, like at the resorts, especially the values. That grass, I know it's real, but it looks plastic. Anyway, Pam, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Zoysia. It's Zoysia grass.
I don't even know if it's that. I think Brian
loves that grass. You're
crazy.
Not the only one.
It's
like,
crazy
he
grass.
He absolutely loves that grass.
Maybe Zoysia, but it's not like the Zoysia here in St. Louis, because ours is like cut short and, you know, tight. This stuff's tall, but it's like, it's like tall AstroTurf or something. I understand, like, they want it to be hardy, but it's alive. But I just, I totally sound like a weirdo here, but Walt Disney World has like its own grass, and it's cool, especially like around the value in the moderate resorts. I know that I've noticed that a ton of times. Anyway, go ahead, Pam. What else?
So for me, you know, especially because of the part of the country that I live in, I associate eating outside with being at Disney or being on vacation. In a certain, you know, way, because we just don't get to do that very often here. We have a few weeks out of the year where we can, and like, you know, we're constantly like running to every restaurant we can that has outside seating just so we can do it. But I mean, I really, really enjoy that. And there's something to be said, I think, from eating outside. I feel like I relax a little more. You don't have the hustle of the noise of a restaurant that's typical in a restaurant, even nice ones. that you do outside, you hear kind of different noises. And I love, especially, there's a few places on the boardwalk that I think are great to sit out and watch. But the people watching opportunities are fantastic, and not people watching in like a snarky kind of way, but just appreciating the differences in everyone, I think is what people watching is mostly about. And I love doing that. Just love the experience.
So you're saying kind of not like the NSA, but more just like for enjoyment.
Yes.
Not Big Brother. You just kind of, you know, just hanging out and having ice cream.
Yes.
That's good to know. All right. That's good. Otherwise, you had me a little nervous. All right. So, Ricky, what about you? Something else.
I absolutely love Tomorrowland at night. It is my favorite place to be at night. Like, seriously, in all of the Magic Kingdom, this is it. I love the neon. It's just so beautifully lit up. I love the kinetic feel of just everything that's moving, because that is one of the big things about Tomorrowland. And I feel like you see it more at night in a way, because, you know, everything's all lit up. It's the most gorgeous place. It's so colorful. I can't even imagine the colors. I mean, you know, they do such a great job with it. And I know it's kind of getting a little bit of a refurb in the colors right now. So it'll be interesting to see what everything all shakes out to be. I know that a lot of people hate it. And I can take it or leave it, but you know, sometimes when they're playing a good song at the, you know, whatever Rocket Tower Plaza stage, whatever show it's called, the hashtag Incredibles, blah, 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 whatever it's called. I seriously, like, I know that a lot of people don't like the stage
what?
And the music, and but I
what
love it.
No way. No way.
You're off the show.
I'm sorry. I love dancing. I love bopping along to the music, and I know it's not Tomorrowlandy at all, but I seriously, like, there's just something.
Kids dancing are
fantastic. I know. There's something so awesome about just the feel of the land at night, and that adds to it. Like, I get that a lot of people don't like it, but I think it adds to it. So, anyway,
wrong. Go ahead. No, I'm just
sorry.
Playing.
I'm sorry. But nothing, I know it's not nothing, very Tomorrowland-y, but
nothing says Tomorrowland like MC Hammer.
I know, right? Totally. So, anyway, I've been vetoed.
No, that's the people watching opportunity.
All right, see, Pam's with me.
I'm with you. I totally agree. I do agree. I can't believe the people don't like that. I don't think they have ever stood and watched it.
The last time I danced there, I was in a DGB Mizzou jersey, and as soon as I did that dance, I think he did something stupid and got kicked off our football team. So... I'm just saying, there's some kind of like correlation there that you shouldn't dance at the.
But it brings out the energy at night. I really think it does. I mean, really, it helps to bring it. That land is so incredible at night, and really, that helps to bring it out. It makes it more electric in a way because of the neon and the electric music.
And just watching people get into it, I love to see a family there in particular, just like throw abandon to the wind.
Yes.
And get into it. There's nothing I like more than seeing that. Like, at first, like, you can tell, like, the parents don't want to, but then the little kid's getting into it, and then the next thing you know, they're into it. I love things like that.
Yeah.
I think Disney is the perfect place for it.
Exactly. And then when they play NSYNC and Bye Bye Bye, you know I'm out there dancing it, so.
Well, you gotta dance like a marionette.
No, I know the Bye 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 dance. I've done it before, which is the sad thing, so anyway, continue.
All right, well, hey, minor quick here on this one, so be ready, whoever's next. So I got a couple. The Space Mountain Tunnel smell and sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Love those things about Walt Disney World. And a great July afternoon thunderstorm on your vacation.
Oh, yes.
Especially when you're back at your resort already. Not so much fun if you're stuck in Fantasyland, but if you're sitting back at your resort, like say at Pop Century or Port Orleans Riverside or wherever you happen to be, Coronado Springs or the Polynesian, and you have shelter and you can just kind of, you know, step outside your room and listen to that thunder roll in from a distance, and then the rains come down and it pours for a good, you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and then goes away and you have a fun evening. But there's nothing like a Florida thunderstorm, at least for me. I mean, we get some good ones in the Midwest, but I just love a Florida thunderstorm. All right, so Debbie, give us something else.
I love it when I could see cast members interact with, like, the kids. It is so fun. I've seen cast members have, like, a little play sword, and they find a pirate, and they have a little play, you know, sword fight. And to see the little kids get into it, and the parents love it, or if they try to talk the child to go and stand in front of one of the little pagodas that squirts water on you at Magic Kingdom, you know. It's fun to see the little kids do that. And and to see the cast members interact with them. And it's like, this is where they could actually really get into it, and the parents could stand back and watch a perfect stranger making their kid laugh and having the time of their life. And it's normal. It's okay.
That's it. I mean, it's, you know, I remember pictures. We have a page just jump roping on Main Street before a parade with the cast members. And that's, you know, the funny thing is we got home and that was one of the highlights of our trip. You know, it's like you jump rope all the time here at home. How is that the highlight of your trip after being at Disney for a week? But it was. I mean, it really was.
Yep.
Crazy. All right, Pam, something else.
So I love the constant sound of background music everywhere, like so much that I wish I had like a background music loop for my home.
You wish you had your own background music.
Seriously, all the time. I mean, there's just something about it. I just like it makes you feel a certain way. And Disney does a great job in marrying the music with the location, but. You know, you hear it, and even if you aren't really conscious of it, I think that you really do just kind of embody whatever that music is putting out there, and I love it. I just think it adds so much to the parks and the resorts.
I'm totally picturing you like going into the kitchen and it's like a different loop. And then you know, step into your living room and it's just totally a different style of music. You go to the basement, it's a little spooky, you know? I don't know.
Absolutely.
That's where
I
the monsters
are. I want it to live. Be like, yes, like exactly like that. Like when I walk in the door, like there's a different music. And then, you know, when I have like, to do like something the, I don't like.
You it's know, the welcome show like, when you go through your door. It's like... I forget how the song goes right now. Welcome to the Foresters USA.
That's right.
And then when morning. Pam walks in, yeah, when Pam walks in, bum ba ba bum. There she is.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we all need a background loop for life.
Absolutely.
That's just how it is. All right, Ricky, what else do you love?
So I love that Disney has one of the most unique souvenirs that I've ever bought in my entire life. All right, so here it is. Did you guys know that you can buy a coconut postcard and send it to someone?
No, I had no
yes,
idea.
Yes, you can. I've
a
done
coconut
it.
Postcard?
Yeah, yes. They're awesome.
It's so awesome. So I know that there are a few places you can buy it, but I did it in Adventureland at the end of the of Pirates. And yeah, they sell coconuts. They have a sticker on it that says greetings from Walt Disney World. And then on the back, you can put a message and who you're sending it to. And seriously, it is the most unique souvenir / postcard I have ever sent. I sent it to my best friend Olivia and she absolutely loved it because I knew it was totally going to be right up her alley. So yes, you can send one of the most unique souvenir postcards you'll ever see in your entire life in a coconut.
So now I'm not following. Is the postcard flat like a postcard?
The postcard is an actual coconut.
So it's like a round coconut, like a sphere.
Yes.
And then when you buy it, the price of it includes postage to mail
yes.
it. So
exactly.
You just have to include the address and you could always mail it to yourself. It's a cool thing.
Yes.
So does it look like those, the drink over the Polynesian
no.
that used to come in the monkey?
No, it looks like the coconut before it has all the stuff on the outside.
Yeah.
Like that.
The hair.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like all this greenery sort of. Yeah. There's a lot of layers before you get to the hard part of the coconut.
So so how much is this thing, Ricky?
I think it was like $14.95. Offhand? No, seriously, it was so worth it. I swear to God, it was worth it.
And you get this in Adventureland. I'm so getting one of these.
Yeah,
and at
you
the
get
Polynesian.
It. That is hilarious.
You get it at the Polynesian too.
Yeah, exactly. It includes postage and it's a coconut. Where else are you going to be able to send a coconut to somebody? Seriously.
That's true. Yeah, you just What do you say to that? Where else can you send a coconut?
Hawaii.
When you have someone in your life that you're just like, you know what? I think they would really enjoy getting a coconut from me. Like that was my friend Olivia. I was like, you know what? She's going to love this because this is totally up her alley. So I sent her a coconut. She asked me for something and I was like, this is what I'm sending you. So.
I thought for sure you're going to say like you put the friend's name on it. You chuck it into a body of water and just it's a crapshoot whether they get it or not.
No, she got it. She loved it.
That's it.
She loved it. Oh my God. It was the best. Like, she messaged me as soon as she got it. She's like, that's the best thing someone's ever sent me. So, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, another thing that I love about Walt Disney World, and you totally got me off track because now I can't remember what I was going to say because now I want this coconut postcard, whatever thing.
I'm pretty sure I posted a picture of it in the Be Our Guest, like, Facebook page.
Put it up, yeah. Find it and put it up on the Facebook page today because I got to see this.
I did a couple of months ago, I think. I'll do but it again, I'll find it again.
It means more now. Yes. Anyway, so what was I going to say? I totally forgot now that coconuts got me all thrown. Oh, here's the thing I like. I like that we can go back to Walt Disney World. And while Disney, you know, Walt Disney World parks are always in a state of flux, and there's always change. And I like that because we don't want it to get stale. And the parks are not meant to be a museum. But I do like that there are some comfortable attractions like Carousel of Progress, the People Mover, Pirates and stuff that remain relatively unchanged. They have slight changes in narration and characters getting added and taken away. But, you know, there's enough new stuff mixed with the old stuff that I have memories with and, you know, can really go back to saying, oh, man, this really brings back a great memory. And again, it even gets back to, like, the Carousel of Progress even has a unique smell to it when you go in. But just seeing that show and settling in, you know what's going to happen. You know it word for word. But I'm glad that I can go back and kind of relive those points of my life and, you know, reflect on things. And just special to have some of those old attractions. All right, so Pam, give us another thing.
So I think that each of the Disney resorts kind of has its own particular smell, and in a good way. Like, some are manufactured and, you know, you walk into, for instance, the Beach Club lobby, and I think the smell there is very distinctive, and that's, you know, they have things that put that smell into the air, but some aren't. Some are just kind of the natural smell of the resort, and there's just something about it. I'm always so happy that Disney kind of encompasses the whole thing, that they think about all these little details that really add to your vacation that make it happen. You know, some of those times, like, I'll go home and there'll be like a pack of clothes that I haven't really unpacked, and they've just kind of sat in the resort the whole time, and I'll unpack them from my suitcase and I'm like, oh my gosh, this smells like the boardwalk, or this smells like the beach club, or, you know, whatever. You know, Animal Kingdom Lodge, it doesn't smell animal-y, it smells more like smoky and it has good kind of like food smells and things like that. But each one has a different, really distinct smell, and I really appreciate that. I know that's kind of a weird one, but
yeah. Smells like a reticulated giraffe.
There you go.
Thankfully, it does not smell like a reticulated
giraffe. That's probably good. I don't think that would smell very lovely. I'm just saying.
I was just trying to add another word. You know, we're 818 shows in, or 819, and, you know, we've never said
different
reticulated.
Show that we've never heard, yeah, something we've never
what heard. What about my animal-y?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good one. I like
that's
that
a
one.
New word.
Well, that you know, Google's
Andrew,
like indexing
put it in the
all
thing.
This. That's
put it.
All right, so Debbie, go ahead. One more thing that you love about Walt Disney World.
I love when I set up going to Magic Kingdom, I go up on the train station, I go up there, I sit down, I'm down looking down Main Street, there's the castle, but I really enjoy sitting there with the background music playing, you've got the popcorn down below, you can see people, you're people watching, which is one of my favorite things to do. You could see the characters, you know, you've got Pluto down there, you know, interacting with the kiddos. And what I love is to see people stand around, they're walking around with popcorn, they've got a little cotton candy stick in their hand. They're not running around hustling and bustling with their briefcase and trying to figure out, you know, oh my gosh, I got an appointment this time, except for their fast passes maybe. But it feels like for the first time, there's a whole group of people that are totally without briefcases, they're without their business suits, they're there just to enjoy it with their family. It's not just like going to a movie or going to a restaurant. It's like the focus is totally to where they're walking down Main Street. They've got the music playing in the background and it's very peaceful. It's like they're just embracing and looking in the different windows. They got all the decorations in the windows. And it's just kind of cool to see how people's focus is different. You know, watching the little princess see the castle for the first time, or watching the photo pass photographers take pictures of, you know, families in front of the castle. It's like everybody's in the same zone, but it's not the one on the outside. It's this interior bubble that now I'm away from all of that. I can now enjoy and be.
Absolutely. Just escape from everything else.
Yes.
All right, Ricky, what else do you have? This is the last one, so give us something good. I know you made a Google Doc with all your choices.
It's not a coconut, I promise.
That was a good one, though. Kudos.
All right, so I'm going to go with two. One of them is just something really small, but it's so awesome anyway. I love the backwards portion of Expedition Everest.
I hate that part. That makes my stomach hurt.
You know what? You either love it or you hate it. Brian hates it. I love it because I'm a thrill seeker, and I like that portion. It gets me, and it just makes my belly go wee! So I love that part. And then the last the last one I have is playing the random game on Spaceship Earth. So that's not Spaceship Earth Roulette, which, for those who don't know, Spaceship Earth Roulette is where you try to figure out what scene you'll be in when the ride inevitably slows down or stops.
And if you want to win, always take going down doing the
That's mine!
Screen.
Yes, exactly. Going backwards is always my cheat, it's not cheating because that's a section. But anyway, no, I just actually started doing this recently where I now close my eyes and I just randomly like punch at the you know screen and just pick that way. So I have no idea what I'm gonna end up with until like it starts showing me the screen because I have no idea. I just randomly picked different things. So that's a new game that Brian and I have started doing. I just start randomly punching at it and closing my eyes. So
wow, you got some good ones today.
I told you I thought about it today. I actually came prepared to the podcast for once.
Wow. Yeah, every 819 shows, man, you make a Google Doc and give it some thought.
Every once in a while, exactly.
All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up just by saying, you know, one of the greatest things that I love about Walt Disney World, again, and I think we all agree with this one, is when we get to run into friends down at the parks and the resorts. Because the thing is that, and this is kind of ironic, that I see a lot of my friends, but absolutely, only at Walt Disney World. And the thing is, like, actually, we live maybe a couple hundred miles away from each other, you know, not that far, you know, generally. But we got to all travel like 1,000 miles to Walt Disney World before we ever see each other. You know, I know that is so true. And it's so, you know, ironic that we live closer to each other than the distance between our homes and Walt Disney World. But we get to get down there and we get to have spontaneous meals at great restaurants and do attractions together and shows. And you know what? Even some of the best times, do nothing at all. Just sit around at a pool and, you know, just chew the fat and have a good time. And truly, that's kind of like the evolution of my Disney experience. Not talking about the profile, but, you know, just since I've been going down to Walt Disney World, you know, it totally in the beginning was getting as many rides in as I could and being able to see as many shows. And, you know, I want to see this restaurant and this restaurant and this restaurant and try this entree and this dessert and so forth. And I still love that stuff. Don't get me wrong, but it is more turned into the people I'm with more than the places I'm at and the experiences I have. Because I know that when I'm with my friends down there, and you guys, you know, so many of you that we've got to meet already, and I know a lot of us we haven't met yet, but it truly is just an honor and so much fun, just a kick to get down there and just do whatever we do, you know, just hang out at the Polynesian or just chill at, you know, on a bench in Adventureland. It doesn't matter, but that's truly something that I cherish and that I absolutely love about every Walt Disney World vacation.
Agreed. Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely
very good one. True.
All right. Well, you know what? I got some feedback, and I know, and again, I was, you know, on Wednesday night, I was just having a Fitz's root beer, but I got mixed up, and you know what? I know that the Wednesday show was brought to you by virtualmickey.com and not the Magic for Less, and the Today show is brought to you by the Magic for Less, but I got the end ad read for the Magic for Less somehow. So you know what? I'm going to do my fairness thing here, and today's episode has been 50%. Brought to you by virtualmickey.com, as Wednesday's was half and half with the Magic for Less and Virtual Mickey. So we're going to even it out and tell you to drop by virtualmickey.com this week and check out their great apps like DVC by D-Point. And then if you're a DVC member, you need this to maximize your points. You want to have options, and you can type in when you want to go, you know, where you're thinking about staying, how many points you have to work with, and it's going to give you many, many options to look at, and maybe you can save some points and have a great vacation, or hey, let's splurge and have a good time there. It's going to give you the options you need, and of course, you have days to go, which is going to help you count down to that next Disney vacation. And don't forget, we love it when you leave a great review over in iTunes for the folks over at virtualmickey.com if you support their applications there, and they would really, really appreciate that. So check them out today over at virtualmickey.com. All right, well, guess what? We're going to have a live show this Sunday. Ricky, got it on the calendar?
I do. Yes,
what time
do
you have it on the calendar for?
You know, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. You know that isn't. I'll be out running then, probably.
No. 8 o'clock in the evening. It's in the evening. I know that.
And where do you find the show?
You find it at www.magicalmouseradio.com. That's right. You can chat with us at friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike.
That's it. Yeah, and definitely chat because the chat's always a blast. So.
Absolutely. It is so much fun. If you have not been over to chat with us, you totally need to do it because it really is a blast. And it's not hard to do. It can be a little confusing at first. Make sure you're logged into the BeOurGuestMike friend feed room because sometimes people think they're chatting with us and they're not actually, so just kind of a heads up on that. But yeah, it's so much fun.
That's our cheap knockoff version over at the other website. I don't know. Anyway, right, so yeah, exactly. Just go to friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike and yeah, we have a good time chatting over there. And you know, actually the chat room is way wittier than we are, so you know, it's way more entertaining.
Absolutely.
So don't miss
so
that.
Much better.
Don't forget to give us a follow on the social media at BeOurGuestMike. It's where you can find us on Twitter, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and of course the friendliest forums on the internet at brguestpodcast.com/forums. We would love it if you would leave us a killer awesome review on iTunes this weekend. That would be great for us. It helps people find the show. And, you know, I just want to talk like Henry Work for a couple of minutes there. So a wickedly awesome iTunes review. Is that what he used to say?
Henry, I know.
Hold on, Ray. Yeah. So anyway, leave us a review. We'd love it. We love those great reviews. And thanks to everybody who's done that over the past little bit. We really, really appreciate that. All right, there was one other thing. Oh, March Madness. The madness.
Yes.
It is going on over on Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. If you will be available in March on a Monday evening, in the early evening, usually around 6:30, 7 o'clock Eastern, we want you to be a co-host of the Be Our Guest podcast and you know, chew the fat with us, talk about some Disney topics. We want to get you involved with the show. So if you want to do that and have a chance to be a co-host, drop by our Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Find the thread. It is pinned at the top of the page there. Just say, hey, I want to be a co-host. I want to be part of March Madness. And we're going to pick some folks and have some fun in March. Nothing to do with basketball, which you might think. You know, you might have to make, you know, 97 out of 100 free throws or something. You don't even have to make one. Piece of
cake. That's good. That's good.
You know, even though my dad always used to make me take 100 free throws after every basketball practice. And, you know, I never went anywhere. I didn't go to college and play for Mizzou or anything, you know. So a lot of wasted free throws now that I look back on it. I've taken tens of thousands and I'm still not good at basketball. Anyway. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend because we are going to get together in just a couple nights over on Magical Mouse Radio. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. And oh, we forgot to say, I almost said, you know, have a good weekend. But starting today, you know, don't forget Valentine's Day on Magical Mouse Radio. Right after Future World Friday at noon Eastern, we're playing all Disney love songs all day today, all day on Valentine's Day tomorrow. So turn on Magical Mouse Radio. It's going to be all Disney love songs for your Valentine's Day. Keep it going all weekend long. All right, we're going to see you on Sunday night. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.